Okay, so I want to make some of my future episodes a little bit shorter and a little bit more on topic because I'm looking at some of my older episodes, and a lot of them I go in and talk about a ton of different things, and I'm going to keep doing that, except I want to do that a little bit less. And so I'm going to try making my episodes a little bit shorter, but I'll also try to make some more of them to kind of make up for that. But I want to kind of break up different topics and different episodes. But still, I'm probably going to go into to many topics today anyways. And starting off, I want to talk about the whole speculative asset class and how it's kind of just falling off right now. And you see that especially with something like Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin today has had one of its record downfalls. It got as low as 30,000 today. And I think right now it's at around, it's just under 40,000. So, it's dropped a ton and it's made back some of its losses. But, Bitcoin is such a volatile asset that it could go pretty much anywhere, during such a short period of time. And that's a reason why you can't use it as a currency. Because, if your currency, if the US dollar fell 20% in a day, I mean, that would be just, I mean, how would you transact in that, right? It's like hyperinflation, except worse. It's like you're holding, it's like you're holding Zimbabwe currency if you hold Bitcoin. Now, I guess you also get the upside. Which you don't really get with the Zimbabwe currency or the Venezuelan currency. The currency pretty much never appreciates. But when the currency falls, you get that huge drop in whatever currency you're holding if you're holding Bitcoin. And so it's pretty much impossible to figure out, okay, well, what do I, how much Bitcoin is a Tesla worth? And so you have to translate the Bitcoin price into the US dollar price. And then you buy, whatever you want using the Bitcoin. But now, the funny news is that, Elon Musk, and I guess this is a little bit old, but, Elon Musk now says that he's no longer accepting Bitcoin as a payment for his Teslas. And he says the reason is because, it pollutes the environment, which is the funniest thing ever because, he spent $1.5 billion in that, right? He spent $1.5 billion, and apparently he's making a claim that, he didn't do enough research to even know that Bitcoin pollutes the environment. Around 70% of it comes from China, and in China they burn, a ton of fossil fuels, especially coal and oil. Now, I don't think they use oil to mine Bitcoin. That would be ridiculous. But they use a ton of coal there, and of course, Bitcoin is requires so much electricity to mine that producing a Bitcoin just damages the environment, probably as much or more than a Tesla saves the environment. So that's the kind of ironic thing that, I guess only Elon Musk would be able to come up with, but right after, I guess today, sometime today, Elon Musk also tweeted, I think it was a diamond and hands, like hands, like I don't know what. So apparently, for the Reddit crew, diamond hands means like hold. Hold. Just, I don't want to sell. I have what I have, and I'm just gonna hold it. So, apparently, Elon Musk isn't selling his Bitcoin. Now, what does that really mean? Well, that means that he just lost his shareholders a ton of money. Now, I guess you can make the argument that he could just go in and buy more now that he bought, now that the price of Bitcoin dips, he could go and buy more, buy the dip. But I mean, it would be hard if it just keeps on dipping, but the fundamentals, you could argue the fundamental, not the actual fundamentals of Bitcoin, but the you know, feeling around Bitcoin, the environment has changed. You know, there was a huge move out of speculative assets. And, you know, the move kind of began, you could see it began in, you know, sometime around, I would argue sometime around, you know, February, the whole move out of speculative assets took place. And so, you know, around that time, you saw the, you know, NASDAQ, I'd say late February, you know, you saw the NASDAQ kind of top off there and just began to stagnate, and it wouldn't really go up. It wouldn't really go down. Sometimes it goes up a little, sometimes it goes down a little. It's kind of volatile, but not always. And so that's how you see that, you know, the optimism has changed. People are no longer just going in thinking that they'll make a ton of money. Oh, the price of Tesla, the stock has, you know, fallen from its highs of around 800. Now I don't know what the price is now that Bitcoin has lost probably half of its value from its all-time highs. But, you know, Tesla has probably fallen as well. But the irony is that Elon Musk hasn't sold his Bitcoin yet, or at least supposedly he hasn't sold. Or maybe, you know, maybe he's planning to sell. Maybe he's doing another one of his famous pump and dumps. Maybe he's just saying that, you know, I'm not going to sell. And so you guys keep on buying. And so the price of Bitcoin doesn't drop too much. And so that he could sell at a higher price. You know, maybe he's doing one of those, which he often does. But, you know, even if he doesn't sell, that, you know, that's showing that the price of Bitcoin has already fallen so much. Even though he didn't sell, you know, if he starts selling, then the price of Bitcoin is going to fall even more. And so he's one of the people, at least, you know, as far as we know, that is actually keeping the price of Bitcoin high. Now, if he comes and sells, if no one transacts in Bitcoin, and so he's, you know, he's like, okay, well, there's no point of holding any Bitcoin anymore because no one is buying, you know, Teslas with Bitcoin. And if the price of Bitcoin just keeps on falling, well, then he's going to sell as well. And so that's just going to push the price of Bitcoin even lower than where it is right now. Now, I think the long term, I mean, I guess for cryptos and for digital currencies in general, I think, you know, they have room to grow. I think if they keep on getting plummeted, sure. You know, if the government's not going to stop them, as long as it's less volatile, I think it could work. And if people have more trust in them, and I think if it's backed by something, if it actually has value, because I mean, how are you going to get people to trust your cryptocurrency if it's not backed by anything? Or I mean, you know, Bitcoin, I guess it's just backed by, you know, optimism, speculation. But, you know, if you have a smaller currency, cryptocurrency, that you want to introduce to the market, well, then you kind of have to back it by something. And I'm pretty sure, you know, there's Bitcoin, not Bitcoin, but there's cryptos out there that are backed by, you know, stuff like gold. And, you know, I think that could work because you have something that is, you know, backed by something that actually has value. So you have that trust in the cryptocurrency. And at the same time, you have a faster and more efficient medium of exchange for, you know, for exchanging and transacting your cryptos than gold. Because, you know, what are you going to do with physical gold? Well, you have to mail it. You have to, you know, just send it to people. You have to actually meet up to trade it. It's not that, you know, efficient. Whereas if you have a crypto that's kind of backed by another asset, and it doesn't have to be gold. It could be, you know, any other type of asset, but as long as there's something to back it up, because you don't have trust in a cryptocurrency for no reason. And that's why Bitcoin's falling so much. You know, it's not like the price of gold would fall 50% in a day. Now Bitcoin didn't fall 50%, but you know, it wouldn't fall 20% in a day either. You know, but you know, Bitcoin sometimes gains 20% and falls 20% on a day regularly. And so you can't have something that volatile, you know, purely backed by, you know, optimism and speculation. You actually need some type of value behind it. And you could to some degree argue that currencies in general are just backed by, you know, optimism and not necessarily speculation, but a trust in the government. Now, that kind of changes if your country has, you know, a huge catastrophe, especially economic or political, then, you know, people lose trust in your country, they lose trust in your government, they lose trust in your currency, and then they'll move to some of the other assets like, stocks, commodities, and, you know, some people will go to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. But I don't think Bitcoin is a good store of value. It's a good speculation. And I always say that, but when something is not producing anything, when you can't use it to do anything, and when you see Bitcoin falling off when all the speculative assets are, you know, slowing down and falling off as well, well, then you know that Bitcoin is way more of a speculation than it is as a store of value. Because if you look at some of the other, you know, stores of value, they're not falling off nearly as much. You know, gold is actually gaining over the past month. Now, the U.S. bond, let's say the 10-year, has been kind of, you know, it's not at 1.7% yet. It's sitting on the high 160 basis points, you know, but it's not gaining a ton. It's not falling a ton. Now, the big thing I think is where the yields for the bonds will head in the future. And that's always difficult to predict. If they go lower, I mean, maybe Bitcoin will do well, because I guess that would bring up more speculation. If they go higher, I think, you know, a lot of these very speculative assets and some of the more overpriced assets, stuff like the NASDAQ, stuff like Tesla, you know, you're seeing Michael Burry now shorting a ton of Tesla, I think $850 million worth of Tesla stock. And, you know, guess what? He's not only shorting Tesla, but he's also shorting the Bitcoin that Tesla owns. You know, I don't think he's directly shorting Bitcoin, but through shorting Tesla, you're also shorting Bitcoin because, you know, Tesla owns Bitcoin. And so a fall in Bitcoin is, you know, good for whoever's shorting Tesla. And so, you know, you have all of these, you know, Tesla's kind of like the ultimate speculation. You have Bitcoin speculative, you have, you know, an overpriced electric vehicle company speculative. You combine these two together, that's like the ultimate speculation out there. But, you know, speculation always needs more fuel to keep it running. And so, I mean, what can you do? More fiscal policy. You could change up your policies right now to benefit some of these speculative assets. And some of these policies would not be increasing taxes. They would not be increasing inflation. They would certainly not be increasing interest rates. And, you know, those policies are kind of the policies that it looks like we're kind of heading into. So I think right now is a good time to get out of speculative assets if you're gambling in one of them right now. And so that is all for this episode. And I'll try to make more episodes shorter, but more frequently in the future.